for many of us, it's been about a month since we've been able to be around friends and family, even with holidays or happy hours hosted through video conferences or good old-fashioned phone calls. It can be easy to get a little down as we work our way through a time of isolation. But there have also been some really creative responses to the need to stay at a distance from others. Leslie Brissett is a first grade teacher at Milton Elementary School. She's the founder of the Happy Heart Hunt group on Facebook, where people share pictures of homemade hearts on their windows. Leslie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, where did the inspiration for the Happy Heart Hunt come from?
I would love to take full credit for it. However, it was sort of an idea that was floating around Facebook and social media. Some different groups had put out some ideas about, you know, hanging things in your window. It had gone from shamrocks, and then all of a sudden it was this, you know, COVID-19 heart thing. And I thought, why not make a Facebook page so everybody could share together and see what was out there? And that's kind of where it came from.
And what's your hope? What are the goals for this, having these hearts up on windows and the windows up on social media?
I think it's just to bring everybody together, to give everybody something, uplifting to look at. You know, the news can be kind of draining sometimes, and sometimes you just need something happy to look at, something to uplift you. And also just to show everybody that we're all in this together and, you know, we have things that connect us even though we're apart right now.
If somebody wants to play along at home, what do they do?
Yeah. If you want to do this at home, basically you just create some sort of heart decoration and hang it in your window. It's been going on since March 18th, so people have gotten pretty creative. We now have heart chalk drawings and just all kinds of amazing things. But if you go to the page, the Happy Heart Hunt page on Facebook, and just look at the feed and see all the stuff, you'll get lots of inspiration. There's so much cool stuff out there.
And you've got some simple rules. People have to be positive here, and it's got to be hearts. It's not something other than hearts. It's hearts.
Right. Well, yeah, it's definitely hearts and handmade hearts. You know, I can tell you that I've seen about 4,000 heart-shaped potatoes at this point, which is super cool. And I think there are other pages that, you know, are about that kind of thing. But ours is really about that homemade feeling of being able to have something that people see you put time and effort into. It doesn't have to be, you know, amazing. You'll see some pictures that people have really been very artistic. Mine happened to be made out of gift bags because I didn't have anything and I'm not super artistic, but that's, you know, not really the point. But yes, it has to be homemade and something that you're putting out there for the Happy Heart Hunt.
Well, I want to talk about the response now. And before we get to where you are now, first, just locally, what was the reaction when you first started doing this?
Well, locally, you know, I'm a teacher. And so a lot, it, you know, spread throughout sort of the school community and then our students here in town. And then it just all of a sudden started to blow up. So a lot of people in town, I think, are pretty happy and proud that it started here in our little town of Milton, Wisconsin, and now has pretty much gone worldwide.
Yeah. Talk about where you're seeing hearts coming in from now.
Everywhere. I think we have like over 99 countries. You know, obviously the most are in America, but we have Canada and the UK and South Africa and Norway and France and pretty much anywhere you can imagine. There's probably a heart in at least one window.
And you've got, I think I looked this morning, over 250,000 members now on the Facebook page. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I looked, it was like 256,000 something.
Wow.
Last night. So, yeah.
Did you expect it to go that far?
No, not at all. I remember people, you know, texting me like, oh my gosh, you're going to hit 500. And oh, are you watching? You're ready to hit 1,000. And now it's just like, okay, we don't need to look anymore.
And well, not just looking at the pictures themselves, but it seems like people are really feeling this as a positive thing and having a sense of community, you know, whether they're in your neighborhood in Milton or whether they're, as you say, on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, a lot of people are commenting, you know, this is the bright side point of my day. I love coming here and looking at all of the happy hearts and the happy words that people have for each other. We have a lot of people thanking, you know, our essential workers and nurses and doctors and such, and just really giving people a place where they can go and show their appreciation, even though they're sort of stuck at home.
I don't know how much you're able to go out and walk around or drive around your community, but when you're out in the physical world, are you seeing a lot of hearts on local windows?
I am. And, you know, I would have thought that, you know, it's sort of past Milton. It's been around for quite a while now, you know, that people, but every time I go, you know, for a drive or run to the grocery store for milk or whatever, I see another house with more hearts up. So it's still spreading.
And I've seen some of the messages on your Facebook page are people are dedicating hearts. You know, this one is for the nurses. This one's for first responders. This one's for grocery workers, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
People are using this as a way to kind of give shout outs to people whose work they appreciate now.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if there's somebody in their family, you know, long haul truckers. I saw one for them the other day. I think it's just they just want to say thanks and they want to get it out to a big audience. And now they have this big audience on this Facebook page with all these people.
Well, Leslie, what are you hoping people get out of this?
I just hope that people stay positive. I mean, I think it's that, you know, things can quickly turn negative when people start thinking about things in not a positive way. And so I think hoping that people just go here if they need that time to take a break and think about positives.
And before I let you go, Leslie, you mentioned you turned some, I think, wrapping paper into hearts. Now, would you just have,
yeah,
you know, a couple hearts on a window, or have you done what some of the people did and have, you know, hearts all over the place?
No, I'm not real artistic, and I don't have small children in my house. I have a teenager. So, yeah, we just have basic hearts in our window, and I did make a poster that says, you know, Happy Heart Hunt Facebook, just so people driving by might know where to look if they were wondering why I had these hearts in my window.
Fantastic. Leslie, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
You're so welcome.
Leslie Brissett is a first grade teacher at Milton Elementary School and founder of the Happy Heart Hunt group on Facebook. You can also go to the Ideas Network Facebook page and see some of the happy hearts that our listeners have posted, and you can add your own too.